KQED.
There was nothing simple about the majority Donald Trump won a year ago this week to be elected president. Many people think the key to understanding Trump's victory is understanding the white working class. And that term has been used more than ever since the election. But when we say it, white working class, who are we actually talking about? Where does that term come from? Here's KQED's resident word sleuth, Sam Harnett.
The trickle began before the presidential election. After November 8th, the floodgates opened.
Working class whites is a term thrown around a lot this election.
Donald Trump's swift and seemingly unstoppable rise was boosted largely from support of working class white Americans.
What drives the politics of the white working class is economic
especially
anxiety.
Especially for working class white voters, including voters from the Rust Belt.
White working class,
the white
from white working class.
Better with working class white.
White working class.
A white working class in America.
After the election, UC Hastings law professor Joan Williams wrote an article in a book linking Trump to the white working class.
I think, yes, we should be talking about the white working class because that's why we have President Trump.
Williams argues that Democrats lost because they didn't have an economic platform that appealed to the white working class. So who exactly is she talking about? A big mix of people.
It's X-ray radiology technicians who give me my mammogram. It's plumbers. It's cab drivers.
Williams argues that the elite ignored these workers who have stagnated economically. They wanted change, so they voted for Trump. Villanova professor Katie Grimes says liberals are obsessing about the white working class because they want a simple story on why Trump won.
You know, it's a nice narrative, right, that somehow the reason why the Democrats didn't win is because they just weren't hard enough on economic issues.
But Grimes says it obscures other potential factors in Trump's victory, like race, gender, or media coverage. And she says continually using the phrase white working class has another problem. It promotes the idea that there's a fundamental difference between white workers and those of other races.
So I think there's a working class, right? There are people who have similar class interests. And then there are racial groups, right? I have not seen any evidence that there's something economic about the experience of being a white member of the working class.
White working class has been racially divisive since it first appeared about 200 years ago. The phrase came into existence because people wanted to differentiate between white workers and newly freed black slaves.
The first use I know of was actually was discussing the emancipation of enslaved people in Jamaica in 1834.
Catherine Connor Martin is with the Oxford English Dictionary. She says the term really started to become tied to politics in the 1960s, when politicians played up racial divides to get votes. And now?
Overwhelmingly, when people are using the phrase white working class, it seems to be in the context of electoral politics.
The idea that the white working class drove the results of our last presidential election has become broadly accepted. Nathan Richter is a partner at Wakefield Research, which conducted a survey to see how people understand and view the white working class.
U.S. adults overwhelmingly believe that the white working class had a bigger impact than other groups on the election of President Trump. 68% of U.S. adults feel this way.
But Richter says the working class category is so broad, it doesn't tell us that much. It doesn't refer to particular jobs or income levels. The official definition used by election pollsters is anyone over 25 without a four-year degree. But in reality, all kinds of people say working class describes them, including three-quarters of the people Richter surveyed.
These terms, you know, working class or white working class, are very useful as rhetoric, and they're effective tools for addressing large groups of Americans, but that's where their utility ends. As a population segment, they're almost meaningless.
While the term white working class is broad, it evokes a narrow image of today's workers, says Peter Ratcliffe.
The term white working class is, unfortunately, a caricature.
Ratcliffe is a labor historian at McAllister College. He says it calls to mind someone who is blue-collar, works with their hands, masculine, an everyday American. But today, many workers are women and minorities, and they do service jobs, not manual labor. Ratcliffe says the term is nostalgic and imprecise.
But it's also the tip of an iceberg that might lead us into deeper analysis.
Ratcliffe says for a long time, America has avoided talking about class at all. Hopefully, he says, this imperfect term opens a conversation that has been shut for far too long. I'm Sam Harnett, KQED News.